Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
On Fritch's favorite day.
It is not. That is correct.
No.
I am not a fan of Tuesday.
Morning, gang. How are you?
How are you?
Doing good.
I am kind of excited. It's going to be nice and warm today and tomorrow, and then here comes the fall, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready for that.
I know. Sweater weather.
Yep.
It's coming.
It's when you got to wear some layers, you know. You leave the house in a
sweater
t-shirt.
Sweater weather outside, because at work here, we come in with sweatshirts on. Because it's freezing in here, and then when we leave, we take the sweatshirts off.
I know. How's the temperature in here now?
Feels better.
It feels fine, yeah.
Good. I set it for 72.
It's a nice 72 in the studio.
Okay. If you get too warm, you let me know. Morning fog, though, weather-wise. Morning fog, sunny skies, high of 86. Let's see. Right now, we're looking at 66 at Q102. Coming up, we've got the latest E! News. I don't know what's going on.
This is interesting. Adam Levine had an affair.
What?
And not just that. He wants to name the new baby after the mistress.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he still with Beatty?
Yeah.
Beatty?
Yeah. You want to talk about it or you want to come back to this story? Because it is juice.
We got time.
So here's the deal. All right. And I don't know if I believe this or not, but I don't want to believe it. There is an Instagram model. Her name is Sumner, and she claims that she had a year-long affair with Adam Levine. She posted a TikTok all about this yesterday. Oh. She said, a few months after they broke it off, Adam Levine reached out to her and hit her up and said, okay, serious question. I'm having another baby, and if it's a boy, I really want to name it Sumner. Are you okay with that? Dead serious.
Hmm. Wow.
I don't know if I believe this. Do you guys believe this?
I don't know. I mean, that's being really ballsy.
Really ballsy.
Yeah.
So he's been with Beatty Presley since 2014. That's when they got married. They have they announced that they were having another baby earlier this month. Sumner said that she didn't come forward for the publicity, but mostly just to kind of share the story. Because her friend was getting ready to sell it to a tabloid. So she felt like she was going to come forward first to kind of talk about it.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy, though? I mean, how ballsy is that? Like, yeah, you like the name, but no. And if you're Beatty, do you know that this whole thing happened?
Yeah, no comment from her. Huh?
Yeah, of course not.
No.
But I think I would be divorcing him instantly if something like that came up.
I believe so.
Yeah. No, honey. Uh-uh. We're not going to name our new baby after your mistress. But maybe, you know, some people have open relationships, very Nick Cannon.
That's true.
So who knows?
Very Will and Jada.
Yeah, Will and Jada. It's becoming more and more prevalent in celebrity societies
they're just talking about it. Seeing it more, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're mostly like opening up about it.
Yeah, but I thought in the past, like whenever he would talk about Beatty, he always, well, I guess that wouldn't matter.
He just
made it sound like she was the only one, kind of, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, this could be total crap. Who knows? I could make up any story and go on and say these things happened.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, where there's smoke, too.
There's always fire. Yeah. Yep. That's the truth.
Hmm. What else you got?
All right. In other E! News, I found this very interesting. Hold on. Let me flip back to my other page. Yesterday, we all watched the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. And, I mean, it was on in the studio for hours and hours, and I didn't notice this. But evidently, you know the note that was on top of her casket that was from King Charles?
Yeah.
So we talked about it a little bit on the Hot List. He wrote a personal note to her and put it on top of the casket. Well, evidently, there was a spider chilling on that note.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
So I didn't see it. I guess I wasn't paying enough close attention. But everyone kept talking about this little spider that was on the note. And we did hear that the spider is buried with the queen now.
Oh.
Yeah, so I guess no one got it off of the little note. It just went into the grave with the queen.
Did anybody speculate that maybe it was the queen?
That's what I was going to
say.
In the form of a spider?
How interesting. No, I didn't see that. But yeah, I just thought it was funny. So you did see it. Was it pretty big?
Not that big. I mean, big enough that you could see it. But I mean, it wasn't like gigantic. You know, it's the kind of spider where it's big enough that you'd be like, oh, I should put that outside.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Not so big that you're like, wah!
Yeah. It had to come out from one of those flowers or something, you know?
Yeah, probably.
Because she had that gorgeous, huge flower display.
It looked green to me.
The spider?
For some reason, yeah.
Oh, maybe.
We got to take a quick break here. Coming up, Mariah Carey is going to release her 1990s alternative album.
Saw that.
Yeah, this is pretty wild. We'll give you the backstory on this. And we got some audio samples to share with you that are kind of different.
Oh,
shortly.
Yeah. I didn't know we had audio. That's great.
We do indeed. But first, let's check the roads. We got Denise standing by here with your latest Q102 traffic.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Summer is the best time to replace your windows. No one wants to do it when it's 10 degrees outside. My guys at Universal Windows Direct will get it done quickly. And then when old man winter comes calling, you're going to be ready to go. 513-755-1800.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
80% of Americans said that they have not cried about the death of Queen Elizabeth, while the other 20% said, no spoilers!
An observance for the funeral, flights in and out of London's Heathrow Airport were canceled or delayed. LaGuardia heard that and was like, that's also why our flights are, out of respect, of course.
Two radio hosts in New Jersey are facing criticism after voicing support for teachers who have been accused of having sex with students. For what it's worth, the radio hosts have issued an apology and a genuinely remorseful sound effect.
All right. I don't know why I didn't know this, but evidently, this has been out there for a bit. Mariah Carey recorded an alternative album in the 1990s. Did you guys know that?
I didn't know that.
Alternative, like different versions of her regular songs, or like alternative music, like rock.
Like rock. Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason why a lot of people don't know about it, including me, is because the label would not let her release it. I guess they didn't like it for her image.
Now, are they completely new songs, or are they, you know, the songs we love, Emotions and Fantasy and all these other things, just rock versions?
No, I think these are original songs.
Mm-hmm, they are.
So when they say the label wouldn't let her release it, I take that as Tommy Mottola, because wasn't he running the label?
Her soon-to-be husband?
Sounds mm-hmm. familiar.
Well, and I think it's because at the time she also was recording the Dream Lover album or whatever. And
Daydream,
yeah. And so they didn't want the image to be confused.
Right.
For fans, because so much
image is a big part.
Yes.
Of, well, your image as an artist. I mean, image is everything to an artist.
Yes. It's a part of your success. And they didn't want people to be confused about what she was trying to be.
While some artists like Madonna try to reinvent themselves and maybe branch out into something different, I don't think Mariah had that kind of independent control.
She did not. Mm-hmm. That is correct. She was controlled.
So Mariah's friend, Clarissa Dane, re-recorded the lead vocals on these songs. They called the band Chick. The album was released with Clarissa as the star, and a couple of videos have even been up for years on YouTube.
Nice. How did it do? I mean, I don't remember any of this stuff.
I don't either.
So it couldn't have been that great.
Yeah,
right?
No word on when Mariah's version is going to get released, but she says it will.
Wow.
So here's an example of one of the songs on there. This is called Malibu. Yeah, it was probably going to be called Malibu Barbie, but they obviously wanted to avoid copyright issues. But that's an example of the song.
It sounds like interlude music from some sort of late 90s, early 2000s teen movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she could re-record it, and it could be the soundtrack tune from that Margot Robbie Ryan Gosling movie, Barbie, that's coming out next year.
Because
that's all about Malibu Barbie, isn't it?
Here's another song from Mariah Carey's 90s alternative album called Someone's Ugly Daughter. And, you know, now that she's got the power,
she can do whatever she wants.
She's going to release her version. Because, you know, Mariah probably do it better than this person. I would think. Anyway. Yeah. So I guess you just take the tracks, existing tracks, and just
release them.
Just dub your voice in.
Well, if she found the original tracks, I wonder if she's going to release her original songs. Like as audit her.
Like
own
as
album.
They were already recorded.
Yeah. As they were already recorded.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably true.
Yeah. All right. Well, remember Kristen Chenoweth went viral a couple of months ago because she was on Celebrity Family Feud and she gave a really awful answer.
Yes.
I don't know if you have the
awful.
Clip.
I don't. Let me see if I can pull it
back up. Well, they asked her like a favorite place to kiss or something like that. A favorite part to kiss on a man. And besides the lips or something along those lines.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the thing. Yesterday she was on the Jennifer Hudson show, which she now has a show on NBC in case you weren't aware, because I think it just kicked off last week. And they asked her, you know, will you ever be on Celebrity Family Feud ever again? And she was like, no, not after I gave that awful answer that one time that rhymed with heinous.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
She said she will never, ever go on that show again. That is not how she wanted to go viral.
That was the first answer that came to mind?
Yes. So they asked her, where's your favorite place to kiss on a man that doesn't, that isn't the lips? And she said, the booty hole.
Okay.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that I guess Celebrity Family Feud, because it got so much action, they've actually showed the episode 4 times.
That's really funny.
So she just keeps going viral. And then she said the other day she was at the mall and some lady walked up to her and said, you gave that answer about the butthole, you know. And
can't
not
say that
exactly
would have been my first
words.
Choice, but
yeah. I mean, she was Glenda as Wicked, but that's what she's known for now. Bad answers on Celebrity Family Feud.
I guess so. All right. If you're looking for an excuse not to cook tonight, today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Yum.
And I will not be having any because I had it yesterday, thanks to you guys.
Yeah, so Slice Night with Cincinnati Magazine is tomorrow night at Yateman's Cove, and I'm going to be hosting that event. It's 9 different pizzerias. It all benefits the UC Cancer Center. But today, on the hot list, we're going to be talking to Cecilia, and she stopped by yesterday and dropped off some really great pizzas, which everyone in the building love.
Yeah.
They were from Krimmer's Italianette.
Yep. So good.
And that's what Jeff had.
I had heard a lot about it. It was the first time I had ever tried it. It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, the reason I bring up pizza is because it made me think of this Lil Nas X story. It all started with an offer of free pizza. Nas had a show in Boston Sunday night, and religious protesters showed up to, I don't even know, to tell everyone walking into the venue that they were headed straight to hell or something. Something along those lines. Well, one of his followers tweeted footage of the protest, and he replied, just told my team to send them pizza. This is really good promo. Then Lil Nas X posted a video of one of his people in a Montero jacket trying to give them pizza. One of the protesters politely declines it, but then the video rewinds to focus on one particular protester while the song Mystery of Love plays. And in the caption, Lil Nas X admits that he, quote, accidentally fell in love with one of the homophobic protesters.
Mm.
So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Anything else on the E! News front?
I don't think so. I think that's plenty.
We will leave it there for now. More for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got 3 headlines for you. 2 of those headlines are fake. 1 headline is real. If you can guess the real headline, we're going to set you up with a pair of tickets to see the Dave Matthews Band Wednesday, November 6th at Wright State University Nutter Center. Is that where we saw Kenny Chesney a million years ago?
I think you and I did go there together.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
All right. Well, you can see Dave Matthews. It's all coming up straight ahead. But first, check on the roads. Here's Denise.
Thanks for listening. to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.